Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the controlled corporate media loves big tech censoring everybody online. And now, Caitlin Bennett, just 2 years ago as a senior at Penn State, did her open carry, no big deal as a woman. Well, the left hates her everywhere because they believe they own women. And now, yesterday, she was at Ohio University, and a mob of 400 people surrounded her for just doing an interview, drove her off campus, and USA Today, you name it, are celebrating this as the greatest thing. Dumping coffee on her, spitting on her, attacking her, despite the fact that this audience finances some basic security for her. So I'm here telling her, drop what she's doing. We need to be there next Saturday or next Sunday. I'm already going to be in D.C. at CPAC. I'm willing to peel off early on Friday or Saturday, but we need to announce this in the next couple of days. So we get a week and a half, and then have thousands show up for a free speech rally. We've had our Virginia rally, and the governor failed in getting the guns. We need our First Amendment rally. Caitlin, you tweeted to the president who tweets your stuff. You go meet him with him at the White House. Trump has an executive order on the books that if they don't allow free speech at campuses and this type of Nazi behavior goes on, he'll strip their funding. That university needs to know you're coming with the president watching, and they better have the police do their job this time so those students learn what America looks like, damn it. They've planted their flag on us. They've pissed on you and pissed on me and pissed on America and all our veterans that fought and died and lived 50, 60 years with their arms and legs blown off with tube fish down their neck. I will not let these people piss on America anymore. What do you say, Caitlin?
I say let's do it. Let's organize something. We'll get it figured out today, and we'll plan a date, and then we want people to come there for a First Amendment rally. The Second Amendment rally will wait. That takes a long time to plan, so don't come with any of your firearms then. But we will bring flags. We'll bring Trump flags, free speech signs, and we're going to show them. This is a public-funded university. I pay for those students to go there. I'm paying so much in taxes.
And by the way, you're getting married. You're so cute. I'm lying. And you're so pure and good. That's why they hate you. You're a good Midwestern lady. Let's just say it. You're getting married. You're like, well, I can't do that next Sunday after that. Not this, because of my marriage counseling for marriage. I'm sure you guys are great. It's good. You can get marriage counseling later, okay, for your marriage. Yeah, it's good to have pre-marriage counseling at your church. That's the right place to do it. But you guys love each other. It's great. Or I'll cut CPAC early and come on Saturday. But you need to tell me in the next 24 hours, because I'm ready to do this. And the listeners are ready to do this. I mean, the Paul Revere's are waiting. The Minutemen are waiting. And they're saddled up right now. They're ready to go. And I just feel gut level. We've had our Second Amendment victory. Let's have our First Amendment victory. And it's at Ohio University. So you pick it. That Saturday or that Sunday, you just pick the time. You let me know by this afternoon because I want to announce this now, Caitlin.
I will do that. It's going to probably be Saturday. I'll say it right now, probably Saturday. And I'll double check with my crew once I get off, and I'll let you know literally within probably 10 minutes. So everybody's watching. Don't tune out. Keep watching because that will be announced.
Beautiful. Okay, I'm ranting. We'll do one more segment with you. And just, you understand why this makes me mad. You looked energized out there when they were attacking you and spitting on you and dumping coffee on you. And again, it's that spirit they hate. It's beautiful.
Well, they want me to shut up. What's really good, and when we get this full footage out over on our YouTube and band.video, when you watch the footage, they are chanting at me for an hour to leave. They said, leave, go home, we don't want you here. So then when I tried to leave, they were pushing the door shut on Joel Patrick's truck. They didn't want me to leave. They wanted to hurt me. They wanted to make it seem like they wanted me to leave campus, but they didn't. They wanted to keep me there so they could mob me and
they were like a bunch of
that's
wild
exactly what
dogs
they wanted.
Chasing down a child in the street and eating them. You ever seen footage of pit bulls? A little kid gets out of the backyard, the little kid runs, the pit bulls all chew them up. That's what it was.
Oh, it was absolutely that. And the best thing is that I just sat there and let them act. When this is happening to you, you just got to let them react. Don't respond back. Just film them, because that says more than me trying to make any point by arguing with them.
All right. right, Caitlin Bennett, stay there. Let's recap it all. But I'm telling you, no more games. I told people 2020, Alex Jones is coming out of his reclusive hole. That's why I'm going to be everywhere. And I'm going there.
There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets. But everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods to high-quality water filtration and air filtration to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Live broadcasting worldwide. It doesn't get any more real than InfoWars. It doesn't get any more grassroots. It doesn't get any more outlaw. When Satan runs the planet, I'm an outlaw. When Jesus does, I follow the law. And it's on. Well, Caitlin has talked about it with her fiance, because they're going to a marriage retreat and stuff on Sunday. Not this Sunday, the next Sunday. We're gonna go to Ohio State University. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday during CPAC. I'm going to cut it short. We got big CPAC stuff coming up. I'm going to be at CPAC. I told you folks, I'm going to be in the field. I'm going to be everywhere. Our crews will be everywhere. Total commitment 2020 with 258 days left. It's so critical. And everything we do is hitting the zeitgeist thanks to your support, because you are the InfoWar. And so I was just talking to her during the break. Next Saturday, we're going to say, to make it easy for folks who've got to work Friday and we get that in surrounding states to get there, we're going to say we're going to have a pro-free speech rally from 3 to 6 p.m. at Ohio University. We're going to talk to university, give them a chance to have her in, to apologize, have the police protect her. Let us just have our free speech rally for a couple hours. But if they won't, we're going to be there, and we're going to have it outside, and we're going to file lawsuits, and the president is going to take their funding, as his executive will. And again, Caitlin's been to the White House. She works for the White House. I'm going to leave it at that. The Trump is watching what's going on right now, and we don't want to see the university have its federal funding stripped. We just want them to stop being anti-free speech command centers. Now, if you're just joining us, there's coronavirus news, and there's huge news with Trump. And what are we talking about? Why are we saying? Some folks are tuning in every, segment. They're like, what's he talking about? Caitlin Bennett, reporter, Ohio University. Caitlin, recap what happened to you yesterday. It's big national news. CNN saying, great, drive that evil woman off. MSNBC celebrating it. USA Today says, good, that woman was thrown off by the students. Just a lynch mob, a riot. 400 plus people because you tried to go interview people on President's Day. How un-American, how dangerous. Recap what happened for folks that just joined us.
So I went to Ohio University in Athens, Ohio, to ask students trivia questions about President's Day, basic questions like who were the first three presidents, just to have fun. It's a fun video for President's Day. Within 30 minutes, I had 400 people surrounding me, 400 leftists who were throwing things at me. They poured hot steaming coffee on my legs. They threw iced coffee at me, missed me, hit their friends. They were vandalizing cars in the parking lot, trying to break the window of the person whose truck I was in. They were mobbing me. They started a riot, and shame on the police for trying to say that that wasn't a riot. They started a riot because they don't like my opinions, because Twitter told them not to. So basically, to recap, leftists acted like the animals that they are, and we got it all on footage to show you guys.
And now it's a big national news story. with them trying to imply you deserve. I mean, I'm reading these articles. These are insane.
Well, if you type in my name on Twitter, I'm trending on Twitter in the whole country. And if you type in my name, you come across all of these tweets saying that the protesters didn't do enough. Next time I show up, they need to do more. They need to go further. They didn't do enough to send their message home to me. Next time, to actually punch me, to hit me in the face, and to pull my hair. That's what they want people to do to me next time. Throwing stuff on me and burning my legs wasn't enough.
And of course, guys, pull up leftist dumps coffee on Alex Jones or coffee dump on Alex Jones. They do this to everybody. This is
what, yeah, they do. Yeah,
they walk up to people, Fox News host, and dump coffee on their heads, and then they sit there and deny they're doing it. They're the violent ones. They're the it's an anti-Trumper. Last week, ran over six people in Florida. Almost no coverage. Ran him over with a vehicle, admitted he did it to stop Trump. Can you imagine if a one supposedly racist guy ran into a woman in Charlottesville, she had a heart attack and died, it's a tragedy. That becomes Trump's fault, all conservatives' fault, all veterans' faults, all gun owners' faults. But then he runs over six people on purpose, and he's a good guy.
Well, they also, at Ohio University, they were chanting Bernie. So they were Bernie supporters doing this. Are we going to blame Bernie for their actions? Are we going to blame Bernie for their behaviors? Of course not. And I would like to point out that almost a year ago, Bernie's campaign called me a white supremacist. And then his supporters go out there and attack me. Is Bernie responsible for lying about me and calling me a derogatory name that is totally untrue? They were sitting there calling me a racist. Did they get that from Bernie's campaign? Is that why I was being attacked? These are questions that need answered. Is Bernie responsible for these actions today? I think that's a valid question.
Well, even Chris Matthews says Bernie would probably kill his political opponents because he's a communist. That's what communists do. It's a default, like a duck quacks. You know, a fox gets in the hen house, a wolf howls, a chicken goes bark, 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 a rooster crows. I mean, we all know a choo-choo train goes toot, toot. And I'm not trying to be cheesy here. How many Bernie operatives are on Project Veritas videos saying their plan is to take control and start killing conservatives and putting them in FEMA camps? So that's my question for you, Caitlin Bennett. I asked Gavin McGinnis this like 4 years ago. I said, what's peak leftist derangement syndrome? He said, there is no peak. And he's right. It just goes up and 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 up. And there's no end. So what happens to them as they fail, as Trump wins, as America comes back, what are they breeding on universities?
I have no clue. All I have to say is if you have to use violence to get your points across and force people to believe what you believe, your opinions probably aren't popular. They aren't right. They aren't moral. They aren't ethical. And these people know it. Their ideas are deranged. It doesn't make sense to sit there and tell a little six-year-old boy that he's a girl and give him pills to change his gender. We're messing up little kids' bodies by them just... It's insane, and it disgusts me because everything they want to do, it's about children. It's about children. They force this on our children. It's completely insane.
Because authoritarians know once an adult is awake, they won't go along with it. They are picking on our most innocent.
I agree with what you said about there is no peak. I don't know what's going to happen. If Trump wins again in November, it's just going to get worse. It's not going to get better. I thought I had received the most amount of hatred on a campus. This was shocking. I did not expect this to happen at all. And it just goes to show with people saying that wasn't enough. What is enough to them? Do they want all conservatives dead? Do they want us all in camps? And I think the answer is yes. They won't be satisfied until we're all dead.
But that's it. They're protected by big tech. They're allowed to bully and attack online, and no opposition is allowed. So when they see someone in the third dimension, in a physical area, challenging them by just existing, they're like, ah! Because they believe their God because they've joined with the technocracy and the anti-human agenda. They're not going to have children like CNN says they shouldn't. They're not going to be part of the future. They're going to end up committing suicide. You look at them. They're pale. They're psychotic. They're deranged. Survey finds people who identify as left-wing more than likely to have been diagnosed with a mental illness. And they're authoritarians. They're little basement dwellers who dream of putting people in FEMA camps. They are the most immature, disconnected people the planet has ever seen, dreaming of power. And it's not going to go the way the establishment thinks. Caitlin, you need to come in the war room today, 3 to 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. How soon, tell you have hours of the raw footage, just how soon, because I know you want to explain what happened and all that, but you just got to get it out. How soon do all that's out at Bandai Video?
Probably, I would say within the next 45 minutes. I know my fiance is working on it right now in the other room. He's been editing since 9 a.m. this morning, and it's 1 p.m. here, so we're working on it. We're trying to get everything right. We're trying to get all the information out there. So,
Tasha, you got hours of it, multiple cameras. It's really hard to condense it down. Great job. Give us an update. Let's just say you're going to be on in the second hour of the war room today, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Great job.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Smart, I love her. But she's scared after what just happened in Ohio University. So I had her convinced during the breaks. She's getting married in like 3 weeks. I had her convinced to go back, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, to Ohio University and confront that scum and exercise our First Amendment. But then she's just like, I don't want acid in my face. They're death threatening me, and I don't want to do it. So we're not doing it now. We're not going to Ohio University. That's fine, because I'm already at the CPAC and doing battle there with the neocons, and then I've got and stuff in D.C., and I'm coming back here to my children. And I get it. I'm not blaming her. In America, a 5'2" or whatever woman is the vanguard of our resistance against the New World Order. And she's done a great job. She marched in there on President's Day to ask questions, got attacked by a mob. Am I mad at her that now she's like, whoa, they're on Twitter saying they're going to throw acid in my face and kill me. And, you know, I just want to get married. Is that? And I'm like, absolutely. You know what, sweetheart? You did way more than a woman's supposed to do. And that's not patronizing a woman like, oh, that's not a woman's. No, women have got to do what men do when men don't act like men. And that. Gets right down to why I'm pissed off, man. I am so sick of a, yeah, I got to sit there. I've been pissed off since 5 a.m. this morning. I woke up at 5 a.m. this morning, and I went out, and I got a cup of coffee, and I walked around the backyard, and I'm sitting there, and I go to Infowars.com, and I see the Caitlin Bennett video of a mob of 400 people attacking her physically and chasing him in the parking lot. And as a father and as a man, I felt physically threatened for my family. Because letting that type of crap go on is what brings down whole civilizations. My instincts are honed. I may not follow them, but they're damn good. They're as good as they get. I mean, my radar and spidey sense is the best model out there. And I see that type of stuff, and it makes me want to go confront those people and let them know that they're pathetic and they're scum and they make you want to throw up. But fresh off something like that, barely making it to her vehicle, all the rest of it, she's like, I just can't go back out there right now, which is exactly what they want. But see, the men of America are watching sports right now, and they're too cool. And they're too powerful to go out to those universities that have been completely taken over by globalists and communists and thugs and gangs and scum. So maybe you pull your endowment from a university. I mean, Starbucks gives a portion of every purchase of coffee to brainwashing five-year-olds to cut their testicles off. It's called the Mermaid Group. I'm not kidding. And, you know, I never hardly go to Starbucks, but if I'm really tired and on the road, I go, damn, that's some strong coffee. Let me just go ahead and pull in over there. Never again. It's one thing where I live is the only county in Texas where they take taxpayer money from property tax and give it for abortion. And so I'm already trying to look at counties around us to try to move the facility. I don't have the money to move the facility. So, I'm not like somebody that beats myself on the back, flagellates myself, oh, I want to be good. But you know what? I don't want to live somewhere where my taxpayer money pays for chopping kids up. It just scares me. I can feel God's anger. It's the same thing with all of this. We have to divorce ourselves from corporate systems, the whole globalist system. This whole system here to intimidate us and dominate us and tell us how to live and tell us how to breathe. I'm done with them. I said last week on air that most people in the government are good, and that it's we the people that have allowed all this corruption and allowed powerful corrupt individuals to get in control of the agencies, and that that's where the real evil comes from. And I saw some comments on InfoWars. Oh, Jones just said 99% of the government's good. And he endorses what it's doing when that's not what I've done. But it's that type of lie that needs to be addressed. I want to take the government over. I want to restore the republic. I don't want to be the underdog outlaw. The system's made me an outlaw because what I'm promoting will win. I'm promoting justice and freedom and free market and transparency and things that succeed and Americana. And I know from my own experience that most people in government actually who aren't in academia or leftist areas agree with that. So why should I make them an enemy when I can simply point out that I've over the years learned that they think just like we do? Because our fight is not with the government. Our fight is with the governance. Government is the government. Governance is who does the governing. I know for most listeners, you're like, yeah, you're stating the obvious. Well, a lot of people don't get that. They think what I'm up there saying, there's a lot of patriots in the Army and the Marines and the Navy and the Air Force. Oh, now you endorse whatever the Army and Air Force do when they're under command of the people that have hijacked our government. And then Trump is this breath of fresh air, this ray of sunshine. And they're all running around crazy, scared because they're losing their control. So I'm not here to be the underdog. I'm not here to be locked up. I'm here to take the government over. And like George Washington, once I've done it, the minute I'm done, the minute I think there's good people in, I'm going to the ranch. Literally. I do not want to be engaged with these people. I do not want power. I do not want to be in the system because I'm already in God's system. I've already got all the power. I've already got everything. I don't need power. I don't need private jets and big castles and things to prove I've got it all. I have it. I have the birthright. I have the fire. I have the Promethean power. And so do you. But I'm here to tell you, until we get these devil worshipers off our back and kick Satan off the planet, we're not going to get our birthright. So get behind Jesus. Stop kissing globalist ass. Take action and rid the planet of Satan and his minions. And everything is clear sailing after that. And it really comes down to that. It's that simple. And that's why the globalists hate us. That's why they hate you. It's why they hate Caitlin Bennett, who's just an average, good, clean woman. Because we got the birthright, folks, and they know it. You can be black, you can be white, you can be Hispanic, you can be old, you can be young. If you love God and justice, and you resonate with truth, you are part of the future. But if you resonate with all this evil and this anti-human systems in it, you get off on it, then you're of your father the devil. So tie that bowling ball around your neck, that big-ass chain, and just jump into the fires of hell. Just choose which side you're on. That's all I'm saying.
All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have it in the 3 ounce and the 1 ounce for limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the Nano Silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the Nano Silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the Nano Silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
There's a lot of big news breaking right now.
Hills are filled with fire.
And we're just seeing how evil the left is.
If they say I never,
and it makes my head spin. They've gotten away with so much. You know, I said I'd open the phones up, but I haven't done that. We have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joining us as well. She's been a big vaccine reporter. She's not even against vaccines. She's just been against the massive damages she's seen come from them and the cover-ups
of those damages. He's going to be joining us in the next hour. But right now, I'd like to go right to your phone calls. First-time callers, long-time callers, callers that agree, callers that disagree. What do you make of the left celebrating pro-Trump Ryan Newsom's horrific crash and hoping he dies? What do you make of Virginia Dems abandoned blackface Ralph Northam joined Republicans to stop gun control and shoot down the bill that would have confiscated all semi-autos? What do you make of all the huge coronavirus developments? 10 plagues that are hitting our planet simultaneously. I'll hit that start of the next segment. Michael Bloomberg and all the clips I haven't even gotten to. Bashes farmers. Says they're stupid. Blue-collar workers as primitive idiots in unearthed video. You have any idea how hard farming is? But again, this is this robot who was just given the technocracy by the establishment because he's a soulless ghoul. Bloomberg supports death panels to decrease health care costs. Says kill old ladies, just like Bill Gates. Another soulless creature. New witness corroborates accusation that Mike Bloomberg would tell pregnant employees, just, quote, kill it. He says, we'll make more money if you just kill your baby. What a freak. Bloomberg says young black Latino men don't know how to behave in the workplace. Truth is that, yes, a high percentage of the crime is blacks and Hispanics, but it's mainly men killing each other in a form of old Western bravado. But it's not the majority or even a large minority doing it. He just says blacks and Latino men are bad, period. That's what they said Trump said. He never said that. It's a lot of great people coming over. We just got to check people. There's just a lot of criminals and bad people coming across, too. Yeah, anybody knows that. But see, Bloomberg's saying what they actually said Trump said but never said. But he's the front runner along with the judge of the booty. Because, oh, did you see Booty kiss that other nerd? Two nerdly dudes, two corporate guys. Look, we kissed. Oh, my gosh, guys kissed. You need to run everything right now, Booty Judge. I mean, I judge my booty, Booty Judge. Only way you're president is if you kiss another dude. It's just the way it works. Meanwhile, Boy Scouts filed for bankruptcy amid sex abuse lawsuits. Boy Scouts of America said today it had filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy following a slew of child sexual abuse lawsuits. But see, now there'll be proper law firms that will take over and settle if they just let certain LGBTP for pedo manage them. That's how the same groups took over the Catholic Church. They were the groups 5 years ago. CNN hailed the Boy Scouts of America handing out condoms to seven-year-olds and saying, have fun in your tent. Wow. How about it's like handing out vibrators and lubrication to seven-year-old girls. But this is what, well, they're boys. We're going to chop their balls off. They're transgender. They can take it. Get in there and be tough, son. You're going to get your Anal Scout badge from your 20-year-old Boy Scout instructor. I mean, I'm sorry. That's what we do in America now. We chop our son's genitals off. We give him condoms and say, get in that tent and learn how to give a blowjob right now. Or you're not liberal. And the parents bow down. They go, well, we better capitulate. And you drive through churches all over Austin. First Methodist, you name it, big giant rainbow flags flying, captured. But it doesn't mean they're captured for, you know, same-sex folks to go there. It means we're going to teach your five-year-old how to suck a mean ding-dong. Because that's what the churches are now, is pervert command bases, pedophilia centers. You want to go find pedophilia? Go to a church. Want to find devil worship? Go to a church. You want to get your son molested? Go to the Boy Scouts. Doesn't mean there aren't good scout groups all over the country. It was a good group. The left came in and said, we're going to take this over. Hand out the condoms. send in our operatives. And then at first, people go, my gosh, this you just gave a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old hepatitis. We'll give them condoms. Okay. Just don't tell anybody. It's condoms, boys. Don't tell them you did this. And then once they've got you compromised, the whole operation belongs to them. Mission completed. Another organization captured by Cobra. By the snake. And in the future, if you don't sterilize your sons and daughters, you won't get your digital credits. But if you do, all the credits are yours. Liberal. Brian Stelter will praise you. Don't we all want that? Isn't that the fulfillment of the universe? Like, Brian Stelter, praise me. I have become someone. They want to make you worship a stunted, ugly, demonic demon. They want you to bow to him and learn to serve him well, like Avenatti and all the rest of them. All right, we're going to come back. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, international line, country code 512-646-1776. Who knew that such numbers could be so politically incorrect? Separately, it is your funding of this operation makes it all possible. Plus, humanity sitting on top of a giant time bomb. We're hoping to fix things peacefully and hoping the globalists don't crash the global economy and hoping they don't assassinate Trump and hoping they don't trigger giant race wars. But they've got a 30-40% chance of getting it done, in my view, and then we're going to have to go to the mattresses, as they say in The Godfather. So people need to get storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a great company with high-quality food that's got food. They're 10 to 14 days behind just packaging it. You order your food, it's locked in, you get it. Everybody else has been sold out that I know of for a long time because institutional groups are buying it all up with this coronavirus. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the cleanest, the highest quality at a great price, the fastest at InfoWarsStore.com. And vitamin mineral fusion with the amino acids and everything else, that is back in at 40% off. So is Ultra 12, our great vitamin B12 that's so high quality. 50% off when you get them both together as a combo. And yes, we will, just like we sold out of the 16 ounce of the high quality nano silver immune gargle that's so good. We are very close to selling out of the 3 ounce and the 1 ounce. We'll sell the 1 ounce in the next day or two. We will sell out of the 3 ounce probably in a week or so, maybe less. And I've got more orders in, but it'll be a month or two until they get in. But it's just good for your gums, good for your teeth, knocks out viruses, knocks out bacteria in a healthy, good way. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. So we're going to take some phone calls when we come back. And then I've got a lot of prepared information, a lot of research has gone into Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joining us on huge coronavirus developments and the UN admitting that vaccines are indeed causing a lot of problems and that there is indeed a cover-up. I want to get her on for a month since that broke. Now she's available. But all these worlds collide right now, live. Please don't forget, you are critical. You are in charge. You are the masters of your destiny. Spread the links to the live show now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide, and I am your host, Alex Jones. I really appreciate you joining us. We're taking your calls, Ryan and Braden and Sandy and Steve and Johnny and others on the crazy, out of control, wild, wild world of the New World Order. It is such a crazy time to be alive. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls right now. But let's just remember that doctors raise alarm over Britain's treatment of ailing Julian Assange, even though the European country that tried to set him up with the CIA for a condom bursting with two women that admitted they had sex with him, one of them admittedly CIA. Now, 8 years later, whatever, solitary confinement. They point out he's dying in jail. More than 100 medical professionals have accused Britain of denying proper health care to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. But where is President Trump? He told Assange, he said, I don't care who has the WikiLeaks. I don't care who has the emails. It's a fat guy in his mother's basement. The Russians or WikiLeaks, release it. Well, that makes you an accomplice, Trump. And I'm not in the business of hating Trump. Everybody knows it. And I love Trump on so many fronts. But he's talking about Assange right now. Hell, let's hear what he's had to say. I didn't even know this is just now happening. Let's hear it.
Just years ago. Seemed like a very nice person. Don't know him. But he served 8 years in jail. There's a long time to go. Many people disagree with
him. Oh, he's talking about...
He's a Democrat. He's not a Republican.
The Democrat operative out of Chicago. Okay, that was wishful thinking. I saw that popped up on air. Because it's like... Assange has been basically in solitary confinement 8 years. So I was thinking, oh, that's that. But no, it's one of Obama's minions out of Chicago we're talking about, that Trump's talking about pardoning. Well, maybe he's going to pardon Stone at the same time, because the judge says she's going ahead with the pardoning of Roger Stone on the 20th. That's on Thursday. We're going to have a reporters there covering it live, Owen Schroyer and Savannah Hernandez from D.C. That's only because you support us and keep us in the field. I'm having one of those elderly moments at 45, because, you know, 5 years ago I'd known his name. Who's the guy Trump's talking about? I know who he is, the Chicago legislature guy that got caught in the corruption and didn't really do anything, but they sent him to jail. Blagojevich, that's right. I just can't remember his name. Know all about it and everything. It's like, that's not Julian Assange. That's Blagojevich. Who I agree didn't do anything wrong, except he knew dirt about Obama and Axelrod and Rahm Emanuel. And now Trump's talking about pardoning him because he didn't do anything wrong. I mean, say that again. Just when you talk to me, just... Trump is commuting his sentence. All right, print me an article on that. That'd be great. We're a news organization. I'd really appreciate it. Because all I know is they're throwing TV feeds up, and I'm just trying to, like, live on radio, guess what the hell they are. I'm talking about Julian Assange, 8 years. Boom, I see 8 years, Trump. I'm like, oh, my God, he's helping Assange. And it's not. It's Blagojevich. And then I've got people always accuse me that I've got things feeding through my head. Folks, let me tell you something. I love the crew, but... We ought to have like a month-long seminar here with the microphones they've got, man. They're nice microphones. You can't understand a word. When they tell me something, it sounds like... They're like, wow, that really sounds wonderful. I'm supposedly getting these directives from Putin and people, but all I'm getting is... Oh, really? Great. I'll just want to leave the show immediately. Because I don't know why I paid for all these fancy microphones. But not that I'm the best talking into one, but you can hear what I'm saying over this microphone. I can't understand a word of it most of the time. And it tortures me day after day, the torture. It's karmic. It'll never stop. It's never going to stop. Never going to end. Their argument will be, oh, your microphone's turned up too high, or your earpiece is turned up too high. I may have to just leave. Not being dramatic, I'm just going to have to go, probably. I have outlived my usefulness around here. Yeah, I think I'm going to go. I think that's probably the best thing here. That'll satisfy everybody anyways. They can just go to rebroadcast and have fun. Sandy in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. And don't you dare go anywhere.
I probably am permanently soon. I'm not lying. I think I'm going to quit soon. I think I'm done with the show, actually.
No.
As soon as 2020 is done, I'm gone. I can't do this anymore. I can't be around this anymore. Go ahead. Don't talk about me, ma'am. Just go ahead and say what you're going to say, all right?
All right. You know, I've sat here and I've watched all the video clips and things of how these kids on buses are being beaten, and Caitlin, what she went through. And the more I sit there and I watch it, the madder I get at Trump. You know, I support him. I do. I voted for him. The alternative is worse than this. But the thing of it is, he has to do something. Somebody has to do something about this, because this is enough. Our right to free speech. He was sworn in that office to defend that Constitution. And my heart broke for Caitlin. And I will tell you, like I said, the man, okay, he came on your platform. And people saw him, and he got his message out using his platform. And what happened to you? Deplatformed everywhere. Can't even say your name. Can't even speak your name. Look at Laura Loomer. Look at Milo Yiannopoulos and the hundreds of others that all they want to do is say their side of it. And that's the freedom we have that men fought and died for. And Trump does nothing. It's crickets. Kids having things splashed in their face. Hot coffee burning. And they are entitled, and they get their free speech. But not us. He has a sworn duty to protect our free speech and our gun rights and everything else under that Constitution. And I, frankly, have had enough of it. Like I said, he said...
Well, I think his argument is, if he makes a big deal about it, they'll attack his supporters more. I don't think that's true. He needs to make those universities and these institutions not sit by and enable the attacks on innocent people.
Okay, but what about the general free speech that we're not getting? You go to Facebook, you mention your name, you mention Laura Loomer's name, you mention the hundreds of others, and you're kicked off. Where is that free speech?
Well, here's an example. Trump says he's demuted the sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. George Soros removes Zuckerberg from Facebook now. He'll get Trump reelected. So that's the pressure Zuckerberg's under, even allowing Republican ads. And that's the only holdout allowing any ads. So that's just the craziness. Sorry, I was throwing a fit earlier. It's not the crew. It's not anybody. It's watching Caitlin Bennett be railroaded. It's watching hordes of leftists run around acting like something out of a science fiction dystopia, and then nothing happens to them. It just makes you fundamentally mad. But we've got to know we're winning overall, and we've just got to understand that.
We'll say one final thing, and thank you for taking my call.
Oh, I appreciate you.
We need to rally together peacefully. There needs to be, you know, if I could do it, I would be right out of here standing there at that college. And
oh, the crooks in Virginia saw all those people demonstrate and backed off confiscating the guns. That's what it's about. When the people say no, the system listens.
Those police officers need to be held accountable as well. It's their job to serve and protect. Sorry.
You're right. I really appreciate you, Sandy. And I'm sorry I was ranting last segment. It's just that this show's real. I'm not up here. Nobody's telling me what to say, and I'm pissed off. I know you're pissed off, too, but it's a complex situation. We'll be back. Take a few more of your phone calls. Then Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joins us on some big developments.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Well, it's finally happened.